Pete Sepp is from the National Taxpayers Association. And they reached out to me and said, hey, we want to talk about this insane Marxist socialist spending spree, which includes, by the way, the largest tax increase in human history. So who better than Pete Sepp to talk about it? Pete, welcome. How are you?
Great to be here. Well, I wish we could get beyond politics here in Washington and have a genuine discussion about the math behind these packages that Democrats keep proposing. It's very difficult to figure out. It's not only a moving target because they keep releasing these frameworks saying, we have a deal, we have a deal. Yes. They have nothing. They have things written down on paper that get translated in the mainstream media as appearing to be a deal, but most of the details still really aren't there.
They've basically got a pile of cocktail napkins, right, Pete?
in most cases. I mean, when you think about it, originally the Build Back Better plan was introduced about a month ago and billed as a $3.5 trillion plan. Well, right off the bat, that had a lot of assumptions in it about when programs phased in and phased out. The real price tag, according to most serious budget analysts, was closer to $5 trillion. Well, now they have a $1.75 trillion plan that's supposedly slimmed down. Well, one of the reasons they were able to slim it down was not just jettisoning some of the worst benefit expansions into socialist territory, but also simply trimming back the duration of some of their initiatives. They're saying, well, we're going to expand the child tax credit, but we're only going to do it for 1 year or 2 years instead of 10. Well, suddenly, Zippo, you've shrunk the price tag by $1 trillion.
So, and we're talking with Pete Sepp from the National Taxpayers Association. And Pete, have you ever seen in Washington a government program end?
Well, let's see. The National Helium Reserve, that was in Bill Clinton's time. The catastrophic care surtax, that was during Reagan's time. Get the pattern here? About every 20 years or so, you see a small federal program or tax disappear. It doesn't happen very often.
And normally they're folded into something else.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yep.
And that's what's happening here. A lot of gimmicks, a lot of attempts to make the so-called price tag of this plan look more reasonable when it really isn't. And a lot of games being played with the IRS that could be very dangerous for millions of taxpayers. You got an $80 billion budget increase being planned in this bill for the IRS. That's almost a 50% increase over 10 years. And they're claiming that if they give the IRS the power to monitor every American's bank account for just the inflows and outflows over a given year, and they say every bank account above $10,000 of inflow or outflow over a year will be monitored, this will raise hundreds of billions of dollars in new revenue, previously uncollected taxes. And that is just laughable by most expert estimates. And that includes, by the way, the Congressional Budget Office, Congress's official scorekeeper, which is saying, well, we think this plan will raise about one-third of what Janet Yellen's Treasury says it will raise. So something's wrong with the numbers being cooked about how much money they think they can get out of taxpayers in uncollected revenue.
And the National Taxpayers Union knows that 80,000 or thereabouts new IRS agents is nothing but a nightmare for taxpayers.
Yeah, it certainly will be. And to say that they're only going to go after billionaires or millionaires for these additional taxes is just insane. Year after year, and I've been at this job for 33 years now. I've worked on five separate IRS reform bills that have passed Congress. Each one of these bills is preceded by politicians saying, we need to give the IRS more money to go after rich tax cheats. What happens? The IRS uses those resources to go after small business owners because that's where the easy money is. Yeah. They are just wealthy enough to have a tax bill of $10,000, $20,000 additional, and yet they don't have enough money to hire the lawyers to fight back against the IRS and prove their innocence.
We're
so
talking,
they just pay the bill anyway.
We're talking with Pete Sepp from the National Taxpayers Union, and he's given us the lowdown on this Marxist socialist spending spree. This is, in fact, let me ask this question. In the $1.75 or $1.85 trillion package, were the tax increases scaled back?
Some of them were, but that's also a moving target. We had heard that the so-called billionaires tax was knocked out of the package last week, that bank reporting scheme that I just spoke about was knocked out. Now we're hearing that the Senate is back at work at trying to put the bank reporting scheme back in, and they've come up with a new type of surtax, not just on billionaires, but wealthier people making $10 million or more. There's also rumors that none of the middle class tax hikes are being kicked out of the bill. That's a methane fee on natural gas producers. That's going to show up in your home heating bill. All the vaping and tobacco taxes, those are still in the bill. And those are middle class tax hikes.
Unbelievable. And David Brinkley wrote maybe the seminal article on the tax, the institution of the income tax. And it was designed to tax the top 1%, 400 families at the time. And we see where that ended up.
That's right. And he also wrote about why withholding was introduced back in the war, because they learned from department store salesmen that people will pay more if they have to pay it in increments over time rather than having to write out a check for the whole thing all at once.
Yeah, unreal. Unreal. Well, Pete, I want you to keep in touch with us, and feel free to call here anytime. The Bob Cadaro Show is welcoming you. Anytime you have a comment for Northeast Pennsylvania, and we got a lot of internet listeners throughout the country, call me and just tell me what's going on, please.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. And in the meantime, please visit us online, ntu.org. We're having up-to-the-minute news there.
Pete Sepp, National Taxpayers Union, thanks very much for informing us and keeping us up to date.
My pleasure.
All right, man. We'll talk to you again.